פרק זיין, מסכס ברוכוס. שלושה שאוכלו כי אחד, חייבן לזמין. If three people eat together, they chayev to bench together with a lashon rabin. Nevorech shachanu mishaloi. One person benches to be made to the others. The Gemara brings psukim, which is mashma. You should praise Hashem together. Gadalu la Hashem iti, which is a lashon rabin. Hovu godel elokeinu, again a lashon rabin. Now the mission is discussing that in eating, which is an Avera, therefore the Birkas HaMazon would be an Avera, so that person is not mitztaref to the Zimun. First we're listing what's not considered a Brocha B'Avera. Ochol Demai. If a person ate Demai, Peres bought from an Amah Oretz, where there's a Chiyuv to take off Maisers again, because Rechoshish the Amah Oretz did not. So here this is not called a Brocha B'Avera, if he ate Demai, because a poor person, an Oni, is allowed to eat Demai. We're soymech on the fact that Rov Ami Ha'oretz do take off Maisers. So since the person could make himself into an Ani, if he's mafker's property, that's not called a Brocha B'Avera. U'Maiser Rishon Shenitla Trumosai. Here we're dealing with Maiser Rishon that the Levi took before the grain was chayv in Truma G'doyla, while it was still in Shibolin, in a state of sheaves. So here, where he was mafker's Trumas Maiser, even though he did not give Truma G'doyla, this is not considered a Brocha B'Avera, because the Levi is taka not chayev to take off Truma G'doyla. U'maiser sheni v'hektish shniftu. If the person ate maiser sheni or hektish that was redeemed, a chaymish though was not added, you're supposed to add a fifth, the person did not do so, the chiddush is the pidyon is still chal, that's not called a Brocha B'Avera. V'yashamash she'ochel k'zayas. If the shamash, the waiter, ate k'zayas, he's also mitzdaref. I might think it's not considered as if he's kavua with them because he moves around. Kamash Malon, he's mitzdarev. The Akusi, the Kuthians, that refers to a certain people that converted because of fear of lions that Hashem sent to them. And they were makbid on Torah Shebiksav, on certain mitzvahs that they kept. They were more medaktik even than Yidden, so they're also mitzdarev. Later on they found out that they were still Ovid of Odazora, and therefore they have a din of a complete goy. Mezamin Aleim, they're mitzdarev to Zimun. Aval ochel tevel. But here, where what they ate was an avera, the birkas hamazon is bi-avera, they're not mitzdarev. For example, a person who ate tevel, even if it's tevel midirabonin. U'maiser rishon shelo nitla trumasai. Or maiser rishon, where truma g'doyla was not taken off. If the levi took his maiser rishon on grain that was chayiv in truma g'doyla, and that was not taken off yet, that's a brocha bi-avera, he's not mitzdarev for zimun. U'maiser sheni v'hekte shelo niftu. Or if the person ate maaser sheni in hektish that was not redeemed properly, they tried to redeem it onto a coin that was posel, that lacked a tzura, lacked an image, the pinyon is not chal. V'yashamash she'ochel pochus mikizayas. Or if the shamash ate less than mikizayas, he's not mitzdarev. V'yanochri ein mezamin aleihem. Or if it's a goy, even if he went through part of the conversion process, he had mila and not tefila, there's no din of zimun. He's a full-fledged goy. Mishnah Beis. Noshim v'avodim uktanim ein mezamin aleihem. Women, avodim, and ktanim are not mitzdarev to zimun. Women and avodim should make the zimun by themselves, not together, because of a problem of pirtzus. Women are not mitzdarev with men. It's not considered a suitable group. Avodim are not mitzdarev with men because of echshash, of pirtzus, of mishkav zochor. By a kotan, a minor, there's no din zimun. The rab brings a machlekes if he knows to who he's blessing to, if he's mitzdarev. Ad kama mezamen akizayas. How much do you have to eat to be chayv in birkas hamazon and be mitzdarev to a zimun? The chachamim say ashir of ekzayas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad ka beitza. The pasuk says v'ochalto v'sovoto. The chachamim understand achila is ekzayas. The sovoto svia refers to drinking. Rabbi Yehuda says from svia we learn out ad ka beitza. It must be a beitza, and we paskin like the chachamim. Perek zayin mishnah gimel meseches brochus. Ketzad mezamen. How is the procedure of zimun? B'shloisha oimer nevorech. If there are three people, so the mezamen says nevorech shalchanu mishaloi. Let's bless the one who we ate from. B'shloisha v'hu omer baruchu. If besides him there's three, he should say to the three baruchu, bless the one who we ate from. Ba'asara oimer nevorech elokeinu. If there's ten, we say the shem Hashem. Ba'asara v'hu omer baruchu. If there's ten besides him, he says to them baruchu. Echad asara v'echad asara ribo. This applies whether there's 10 or 10,000. This is like Rabbi Akiva Vaitu, who says there's no difference after 10. B'me'o oimer nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu. If there's 100, there's a new nusach, nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu. This is like Rav Yossi Haglili Viter, who says there is a difference after 10. B'me'o avahu, if besides him there's 100, omer baruch hu, he says, you should say nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu. B'elef oimer nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If there's 1,000, we say l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. B'elef avahu omer baruch hu. But if besides him there's 1,000, he tells them to say that bracha. B'riboy oimer nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvokos Yoshev Akruvim Alamozen Shelchalnu. If there's 10,000, he says that nusach. B'riboy avahu, if besides him there's 10,000, omer baruch hu, he says, you should say that nusach. Ke'inyin shehu mevorach, kach onan acharav. The way he says, they respond. What do they say? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvokos Yoshev Akruvim Alamozen Shelchalnu. This is all like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, Lefi Rova Kohol Himavarchen. He says the Nusach depends upon the amount of people. Shenemar b'mak heilois, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem v'mekor Yisrael, b'mak heilois. With groups of people, according to the groups, you should give a bracha to Hashem. Om Rabbi Akiva, ma motzino v'veis ha-kneses, echem rubin, v'echem mu'atin, om Baruch Hu es Hashem. In shul, there's no difference. After you have 10, you say the standard lashon, Baruch Hu es Hashem. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Baruch Hus Hashem HaMavoyrech, he adds the word HaMavoyrech, and we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Sha'ochlu Ki Echod, Einen Rashayim Lecholek, Bechin Arba. If three eat together, they have a chiyuv to be mezamen, they're not allowed to separate, even if there are four, because the fourth person also has a chiyuv to be mitzdarif. Vechin Chamisha, who had in five, but Shisha Nechlokin, if there are six, they can split, because then there will be two groups of three that will be mezamen, ad asora, until you reach 10. The asora ena nechlokin ad yuasrim. Once it's 10, they're not allowed to separate, because now they can be mezamen with the Shem Hashem, until you have 20. Then they can split up into two groups of 10. Each one can be mezamen with the Shem Hashem. Mishnah Hei. Shtei chaburois shahiyu oichlus v'vayis echot. Two groups that were eating in one house, separately. Bizman shemiktsosin ron elu es elu. If part of them can see each other, hare elu mitztarfen lazimun, that's considered one group. Vimlav, elu mezamen liatzmon, velu mezamen liatzmon. Otherwise, they're mezamen separately, unless they have the same waiter. Ein mevorchen ala yayin, ach yitin losochol mayim, divi Rebbe Eliezer. Pure wine, which is too strong to drink by itself, you don't make a brocha borei priya gofen, until you add water. Before you add water, you say borei priya eitz. V'chacham omri mevorchen, they say you can make a brocha borei priya gofen, we don't pass in like Rabbi Eliezer.